future is now. And welcome to the SVK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name's Charles Story. I will be your host for the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from Blockchain Live Center in West London. So let's get down to business. As you can tell, I'm at Blockchain Live. It's a busy, busy event here in West London. We're kind of in like what looks like an aerodrome, and you can see the light shining through. The place is packed. I'm currently at the Block One Village, which is a mixture and a combination of the Block One VC funds mixed with some of the exciting projects that they have participated in and projects that are building out on the EOS.io protocol. As you can tell, today's podcast is going to be a little bit different from our usual structure. And it's going to be a little bit different because we also have very special guests on the show today. We have the co-founders of Everypedia. Everypedia is an online, publicly editable, free content encyclopedia. It is one of the most exciting projects that is building out on the EOS.io protocol. So, of course, I had to get them on the show today. So we have Sam Kazemayan and Theodore Forcellus. So with that in mind, let's get into the interview. So on the show today, we have Sam Kazemayan, who is the founder of Everypedia. Sam, how's it going?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Oh, man, thanks for coming on the show, dude. And today we're at the Blockchain Live conference. Myself and Sam are in the Block One Village, along with a few other projects, a few other VC funds. So it's a great place to be. And the weather is shining as it always is in London.
Yeah, honestly, I'd say the weather right now is better than SoCal weather. I'm enjoying London much more than when I was in California, so that's good stuff.
Oh, dude, I love that. So, Sam, would you be so kind to give us a quick background to yourself?
Yeah, so I started kind of teaching myself coding and stuff in college. I was at UCLA. I've been kind of a SoCal native most of my life. I got into like Bitcoin and mining and stuff in college in like 2013, 2014. I thought it was really cool. It was like the first altcoin boom. And, you know, it's like when Dogecoin, Litecoin, all that stuff was famous. I've mined my own few millions and millions in Dogecoins in my day. So I'd say like those were the good old days. And then, yeah, I started working with Teddy. I met him in like a mutual friend kind of thing. He was interested in learning about mining and stuff. We kind of became friends. And then after that, you know, we started working on this idea called Everypedia. And, you know, it was originally like not a dApp because blockchain technology hadn't actually, you know, progressed so much. But we started building it. And right when we started building it and actually grew, stuff like Ethereum and EOS came out, and we're like, okay, if we're really building a better version of the next internet, the next Wikipedia, decentralized knowledge, it should really have blockchain technology incorporated into it. And so the next question after that was, okay, cool, how do we build it? What do we build it on? How do we use, you know, the infrastructure that's available? And the site had a lot of traffic and traction. We had like millions of page views a month. There was a growing community. And then at that point, you know, it was kind of looking at the landscape. This is like 2017 right now, before the huge, like, you know, run up to like 20K Bitcoin and stuff, right? And it was like, we had a lot of choices, but I was like, I see the future for EOS being really, really bright. And it was like, you know, the EOS ICO, right, the year-long ICO had just started. This was like August, right, 2017. And yeah, we started really focusing on building the foundation to build a very large EOS dApp with Everypedia. And, you know, here we are about a about a year-ish afterwards, and it's been nothing but a crazy ride.
I think we were actually one of the...
Well, sir, I'd love you to introduce yourself.
This is Theodore Forcellus joining as well, the co-founder and CEO of Everypedia. Woo! Yeah, yeah. I was just gonna say that I think we were one of the big first big projects or companies to actually announce that we were building on EOS, which was kind of a big deal. And a lot of people were criticizing us for not being like blockchain agnostic at the time, because you know EOS wasn't proven technology, and there was a lot of skeptics. But you know, we had Sam and Kedar and Travis. that had read the white paper, and they basically thought that, you know, trusted in Dan Larimer's track record and stuff to actually execute on it. So we decided to just kind of go with it and announce that we were going to build on it. Yeah. It's kind of a big step, but
so like how's everything been going so far with the build out on EOS? So obviously we're at 4,000 transactions per second.
Yep.
You guys are way ahead. Why is a large volume of transactions important to Everpedia?
Well, it's not just Everpedia itself, but all of these large potential applications, video games potentially. Yeah. Because if you're trying to rebuild the new applications of the new internet era, right, you're gonna need high throughput. And what's interesting is EOS and, you know, EOS IO technology, which is the open source code Block One publishes, actually allows game developers, large consumer dApp developers and stuff to structure how they build their applications in unique ways that you couldn't do on Ethereum, for example, or other actual, like, you know, Turing complete blockchain platforms. And the cool thing is, I really do think that, you know, the best option right now, if you're a large consumer dApp, you know, project, is EOS, whether you build it as like a side chain or on the main chain, like where we are right now. It really is the best software, and it's only getting better at like a very, very fast pace.
We're just getting started.
Yeah, exactly, right? We're just getting started, and it's like light speed. Like, you know, the expos, the conferences, the commits on GitHub, it's so fast, and it's so cool. It's really almost like hard to keep up with. So
I love that. So guys, I'd love for you to give me a bit of background to Everpedia. What was the vision behind it? What motivated you to do such an interesting project, the first of its kind? What was the original motivation?
Yeah.
So we originally started Everpedia because me and Sam, we were huge fans of Wikipedia and editors on Wikipedia, but we thought there was so much with it that was kind of aged. So we wanted to create a more modern and inclusive version of Wikipedia, where we focused on improving things like the design, the functionality, covering a broader spectrum of articles. You know, we thought that, you know, English Wikipedia has 5 million articles. Why shouldn't it have 50 million or 100 million articles?
Right.
There's billions of people with internet access leaving behind a ton of, you know, information on the internet that's just scattered and unorganized. So that was kind of the original vision when we started the company. So
the other thing is, yeah, people ask like where the name comes from, and the idea is it's everything encyclopedia. Uh-huh. So that's where it comes from. And so the cool thing is, like Teddy's saying, we're looking around and we're like, okay, everyone thinks Wikipedia is like, you know, the sum total of human knowledge or whatever. That's actually one of their like catchphrases or whatnot, right? But because of how difficult it is to use, edit, and their policies and stuff, you have all these other sites that people go to for knowledge. You have IMDb, you have like Crunchbase for startups, you have all these other websites and whatnot. And we're like, okay, why can't there just be everything in one encyclopedia, right? And we kept thinking that, and we're like, okay, let's just call it Everpedia, right? But but like that's kind of what the original vision was. What if we just eat up all of these smaller sites because Wikipedia has these weird policies? And then with token economics and blockchain stuff, we're like, wait, we could actually make this vision happen much faster, more transparent, and in a more democratic way. If we include it as a blockchain application, we won't need to run advertising, because advertising is not even a coherent concept for a decentralized network, right?
Right.
No one asks, where's the ads on Bitcoin, right? Right? It's just completely like, it's free, it's open source, it's peer-to-peer, and it just works. Exactly. And so that's kind of where we wanted to take the vision. And so the original vision, blockchain technology wasn't fully out back then, right? When we started it in 2015, Ethereum was just kind of getting going.
Yeah.
EOS wasn't announced.
Yeah.
But once it became obvious that this is the technology of the future, we're like, okay, we have a front row seat, and we're actually already innovating on one of the older internet services. Let's take it to the next level.
Crank it up a notch. And for you guys, where do you see Everpedia in the next kind of couple of years? And by the way, you've had some really big supporters out there in the community. You've on your team, you have one of the co-founders of Wikipedia. You guys have been making waves within the space, not only for privacy, but also the fact that you guys are doing something refreshing, creating data and also putting data on a protocol which can't be edited or can't be misconstrued to be the truth. So where do you see this being in the next couple of years?
I mean, I think our main focus over the next couple of years is trying to make Everpedia global, because we've been, you know, kind of focusing on North America and the U.S. and like 90% of our traffic is actually like English and mostly Americans.
Right, right.
So one of the main things we're going to be focusing on is actually establishing Everypedia on new continents and new countries and launching it in new languages.
Is that easy to do?
The cool thing about what we did with Wikipedia, for example, and the English content on there was that we actually started with English Wikipedia as a foundation when we started Everypedia.
Yeah.
So people were asking us when we started the company, how are you going to compete with Wikipedia that has such a huge head start, right?
Yeah.
And the response was simple, like we just start with all of English Wikipedia as a foundation and build on top of that. So our own community has created about 1 million articles on top of that, making us the world's largest English encyclopedia by content. So we're kind of going to use the same mentality when we establish ourselves in like China and Korea. So the Chinese equivalent of Wikipedia, we're going to plan to start with that as a foundation and build on top of that. So that people can feel like when they actually start using Everypedia and use our like superior interface and, you know, the incentive model and all this stuff, they can also feel like, oh, there's actually more content on here than on any other competitor. So they can always find what they're looking for.
Yeah. I mean, that's amazing what you guys are doing, and the fact you're putting it into different languages is big as well. Can you explain how someone would create Everypedia page, let's say on themselves, and how that works with a blockchain type function and how that's going to work for blockchain type function in the future as well?
Yeah, so the token mechanics are actually similar to EOS itself. So we actually take a lot of inspiration from tokenomics that actually work. So to use the encyclopedia, you have to stake the IQ tokens, which are the main tokens of the network, and that takes them out of circulation, right? And so that allows you to edit, propose edits and vote on incoming edits and curate content. And as long as there's more people coming in to curate content and actually create more content to earn more tokens, more of these tokens will be taken out of circulation and staked rather than actually printed to pay for the upkeep of the network. Same way with EOS, right? So you have EOS tokens, and if you're a dApp developer, you need EOS tokens to stake and take it out of circulation to use bandwidth of the network. And so the bandwidth is given by block producers, they're rewarded EOS, right? And so as long as the EOS network is growing and it's useful, so dApp developers need EOS tokens to run their dApps, more and more EOS gets taken out of circulation. The price of EOS goes up because there's less free for people to actually buy and create dApps. So we take the same kind of model, but it's actually for a knowledge base. So what I like to call it is a token curated knowledge base. So you have token holders curating this large repository of uncensorable and transparent human knowledge, and websites tap into it, display the content, and do whatever they want, and the participants that participate in curating and creating everything get token rewards, essentially.
Right. They're incentivized, essentially.
Exactly.
So can I edit a page on Everypedia quite easily? How would that function work?
Yeah, so right now, one of the things we're doing is focusing on making the front end, which is the interface to the blockchain, as intuitive and easy to understand and use as possible. You just need a small amount of IQ tokens to stake, which doesn't actually burn them or you don't pay them as fees. You lock them up. EOS, it's essentially free to use when you have the tokens and you remove them from circulation temporarily. So we use the same model. And one of the cool things is we're working on different front ends so that people who don't want to know or like actually have to worry about the tokens don't need to stake them or anything. And the website itself, the front end interface, will stake some for you so you can try out the editing interface and just edit everything kind of like a normal website. But if you're a diehard crypto fan and you know you like managing your own money, earning it, holding your own keys, being your own bank, you can also easily do that. You can interact directly with the blockchain through the actual website. So the cool thing is you can basically commit to whatever level of, you know, security or interface that's right for you. If you don't care and you want to just edit content, you can do that. If you want to hold your own tokens, you can do that.
Do that as well.
All right, guys, thank you so much for your time today. Any last comments before we wrap this up?
Well, if you guys who are listening are coming to Blockchain Live, we have a booth here, and we would love to say hello to you guys and talk more about Everypedia, so come say hi.
That's awesome. And do you have any social channels they could join or anything like that?
You guys can follow us on Telegram at Everypedia, on Facebook, Twitter, at Everypedia everywhere. And reach out to us if you have any questions. We'd love to talk to you.
All I have to say is London rocks. Yeah!
I love that. Well, gents, thank you so much for your time today. Keep on rocking it. Keep on doing what you do and making the world a better place for everyone. That's a wrap.
I want to say a big thank you to the guys at Everpedia for making it on the show today. We respect their time and we respect your time, the listener. We respect your time and attention as always. So thank you very much. That's a wrap. I got to bounce. Remember, as always, to join us on our social channels, Telegram, SVK Crowd, Twitter, at SVK underscore crypto. And you can email myself if you have any projects on the EOSIO protocol. C-Story, C-S-T-O-R-R-Y, at svkcrypto.com. That's a wrap. Thank you for your time.
You've been listening to an SVK Crypto Podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at SVK underscore crypto. Email us on cstory at svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website www.svkcrypto.com.